Chapter 2. There was not quite a year difference in our ages. Elizabeth was of a calmer disposition. I was capable of a more intense application, and was smitten with the thirst for knowledge. On the birth of a second son, my junior by 7 years, my parents fixed themselves in Geneva, and a cabin on the eastern shore of the lake, rather more than a league from the city. The lives of my parents were passed in seclusion. I was indifferent to my schoolfellows, but united myself in bonds of friendship to Henry Clerval, a boy of singular talent and fancy. When I was 15, we witnessed a violent thunderstorm. I watched its progress with curiosity and delight. As I stood at the door, a stream of fire issued from an old and beautiful oak, about 20 yards from our house. And as soon as the dazzling light vanished, the oak tree had disappeared, nothing remained but a blasted stump. When we visited it the next morning, we found the tree shattered. It was not splintered by the shock, but entirely reduced to thin ribbons of wood. I never beheld anything so utterly destroyed. Before this, I was not unacquainted with the laws of electricity. On this occasion a man of great research in science was with us, and, excited by this catastrophe, he explained the theory of electricity and galvanism, which was new and astonishing to me,